Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Appella High dance team will be performing at the Outback Bowl. How are they selected? What was the process? Why does dance matter? And how can we help the team? Let's go in depth with Megan Atkins, Alexis Baker, Leilani Rethmeyer, Holly Reimer, Haley Chapman, members of the dance group Forte, and Rachel Lent, assistant head coach. Well, Rachel, the Outback Bowl, how cool is that?
That's really cool. It's a great opportunity for us to perform. We get to perform in front of over 60,000 people, plus the people on TV watching. So it's really exciting, and we had to send in a video to audition to make it. So it's really exciting.
And what's your group?
Forte.
Is it all girls in Forte?
All girls this year. We have 18 girls on the squad.
18. Mm-hmm. And so then you dance.
We do dance. Yep. We've already performed our homecoming routines. We did a pom for the pep rally that traveled to the schools. And we do a kick routine in between the games at homecoming. And our next performance will be at State at Wells Fargo, which will perform pom, kick, and military.
Now I presume you're among the best in the state.
Yes, we are.
All right, so there's a state competition?
It is a statewide competition.
A lot of
schools go and compete, and you can bring three routines. And probably the one we're most known for is our military routine, which is really popular with the crowd.
And so describe the military routine.
Military is really hard-hitting, a lot of straight, clean lines. No facial expression, really, just really straightforward. And it's not anything like palm or anything. Yeah, visually, a lot of visual straight lines. And really clean and crisp movement.
Well, and so are you excited to go to the Outback Bowl, Haley?
Yes, I'm very excited to go. This is something that I've never been able to do before, so it's going to be a new experience.
And what do you like about Forte?
Well, I love dancing. I've been dancing since I was really little, and I like bonding with the girls on the team, and it's just a great way to, like, get involved in a sport through the school.
And Holly, what do you like about it?
Well, as a senior captain, I've been on Forte since freshman year, and it's a really great way to get to know people that you normally wouldn't get to know. Really helped me with coming into high school. I've been dancing since I was really little, and that's, like, my passion in life, so it's great to be able to lead the team to success.
And you're pretty good at it?
No, I don't like to answer that first.
Yeah, she's good.
No.
She's good at it.
You. What did you do last
year? Last year I won the Class 4 State Solo Championship at our school. So
no pressure this year?
No pressure. Last time.
And what do you like about it, Leilani?
I like dancing with all the girls. Like, they're like one of my closest friends, and we all get really close throughout the year, and I like doing what I love dancing, so I like doing what I love with girls that are really close to me.
So does that closeness help you in your routines, do you think?
Yeah, it does a lot, because in the routines we have to work as a team, so then we have to like kind of, I don't know, grow closer, so then we all like can work together. And
do you sort of read each other's minds? Do you know what's going to happen? Do you Is it that kind of close?
Not exactly, but I don't know.
If you're unified off the stage or whatever, you'll be unified on the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if you share outside experience, if you're good friends, mm-hmm. that carries over to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And Alexis, what do you like about it?
I like being with all the girls and being able to dance for the school and compete for state.
And not only just competing at state, doing pretty well.
Huh? Yes.
Is that part of the fun?
Yeah, and winning.
You like to win?
Yeah.
Winning's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Do you like to win too, Megan?
Yeah. Well, this is my first year going to state, so I'm pretty excited.
So why do you like Forte?
It's a good, like, bonding experience, and I made a lot of new friends this year.
And what grade are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, and this is your first year, but you've danced before, I presume?
Yeah, I made JV last year. This is my first year on the state team.
Okay, you're a sophomore. Alexis, what year?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
I'm a senior. I'm a senior also.
And I'm a junior.
Junior? And you've graduated, right?
I have, yes.
And a Pella High grad.
Yes.
And so you're giving back. You must have danced when you were a student.
Yes.
And you want to continue that and help coaching and help these girls get as good as they can be?
Yeah. I've taught dance now. This will be my sixth year teaching in a studio atmosphere, and this is my first full year coaching. And so it's really great to give that passion back and to share that with girls who understand your passion as well. And so it's fun to share those experiences and to help them along their way in their path in life and on their dance path.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with members of the dance team, Forte.
And the Outback Bowl, is that one of the New Year's Day bowls?
It is, yes, performed on New Year's Day.
So all of us here can tune in and watch you at halftime. Mm-hmm. And the Pella Band went a couple years ago, right?
They did, yes. 2 years, actually. It'll 2 years this December they were there performing.
And they just didn't pick your names out of a hat. There had to be some kind of a competitive process for you to get there, right?
Yes, you enter a video of your routine, or you can go as an individual also if your team isn't going and you just want to participate, but you have to send in a video and you have to be accepted by the Just for Kicks program in order to perform.
So do you know how many people submitted, how many outfits?
That I do not know.
Probably hundreds.
Yes, I would assume maybe even thousands of people enter.
And so do you get to perform your own routines there, or do they give you new ones?
They send us choreography video that we'll receive that the girls learn that they perform during the pregame and the halftime show. Also, while we're there, they do a talent show, and we're going to enter our state military routine in the talent show, so we'll get to perform that as well.
Where does the choreography come from for what you normally do? Do you get it out of books? Do you make it up? Where does it come from?
For our state routines, we hire choreography from another individual does the choreography and comes and teaches it to the girls. And for this year, for kick, our head coach, Melissa Wimmer, she actually choreographed our kick routine. And then for the choreography for the Outback Bowl, individuals within that organization of Just for Kicks choreograph that, and then we learn it from the video.
Is it hard to learn from a video? Ladies?
It's not too bad because we're used to picking up routines quickly. So we've found that what helps is if we're learning off a video, if one of the seniors or captains learns the routine and then teaches it to the girls so we can kind of adapt it to our own teaching style.
So you don't just find a big room and you all watch TV and stuff?
No.
No?
No.
Doesn't work that way?
No.
Sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, it might be fun, but it would be.
So it's a teaching kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? You just can't watch the video and start copying. You have to teach it.
Yeah, to get the best results.
How difficult is it to learn a new routine?
It usually takes a while to, like, sink in, but eventually with practice, you get it. You pick up on it pretty easily.
Like an afternoon, a day, a week, a month? How long does it take for those of us that don't know anything about it?
We usually have our choreography days on a Saturday for like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we practice it for months.
Months.
And try to get them perfect and then...
And practice outside of practice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You practice outside of practice?
Yeah.
Yes. By ourselves at home. We have to.
To be good.
Yes.
To be this good.
Yes.
To hit this level.
Mm-hmm.
In front of a mirror?
Yes.
In front of mom and dad?
Yeah. Yes. Whatever works.
Anyone
you can get to watch.
Yeah.
And then do you get critiques? Do people say, hey, you know, kick higher, you're not turning fast enough, stuff like that?
We do a lot of critiquing, like, in practice to improve ourselves. And then also, you know, like, if you're at home, try and get someone to watch you and critique you. And even critiquing yourself in a mirror.
And before state, we go to two critiquing workshops where we kind of get judged and critiqued, and then we apply that back to our practice before state.
Is it tough to take that critique, that criticism? Do you get defensive about it? Do you take it as an opportunity to learn? You all are shaking your heads. No, you must.
Yeah, we do take it as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ladies that critique us have been dancing for a really long time, so they tell us what we're doing wrong, and we just fix it in practice because we know they're right.
And it gives us a good idea of what the judges are looking for at state. So it's always good to get that kind of feedback.
And then you're reigning state champ. Do you provide critiques?
I do. That comes more towards the end of normal practice, closer to state. The captains do a little more critiquing and stepping out. So it's not just me, it's also Haley. And also we hold squad practices outside of practice as well. So,
is that tough sometimes, Haley? Sometimes is it tough to provide criticism, feedback to people? Do you say, I don't really want to tell her this, or no, is that not a problem?
At first it is kind of difficult because a lot of the girls, well, all the girls on the team are your friends, and sometimes practices can get stressful because everyone wants to get the routine and do their best, and so it's sometimes hard to give that criticism, but you know that you're making them better, and so you just push through it and work together.
And everyone ends up being really grateful. Last year we had a lot of really hard practices, and I wasn't so sure anyone was going to talk to me afterwards, but then when it got closer to state, I ended up getting a lot of little notes that were like really appreciative of what I had done and where we ended up being for state.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with members of the dance team, Forte.
So, Megan, you're the youngest on the team, right?
There's some freshmen on the team, too.
Right now. And so do you look to these girls so that in the future you can learn from them and perhaps be a leader?
Yeah, they've been really good role models and people to look up to for me.
And so that's part of the fun?
Yeah, yep.
And so someday you hope to be a state champ, too?
Yeah.
This year. All of you want to be state champs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how does this fit? How does this dancing fit in the grand scheme of athletics? I mean, is there some...
Can I take this one?
There's some issues with respect to other sports and things like that. I'm detecting something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, being involved in dance all my life, it's been my passion since I was really little, and I believe that it's one of the most misunderstood activities out there, especially in a town focused so heavily on sports, and an area, the Midwest in general, and pretty much everywhere is very focused on sports. People don't really take into account the level of fitness and stamina and practice that it takes to be successful in dance. It's not just like a tutu here and a turn there. There's hard practices that go into it. There's a specific type of technique you have to have. You have to do everything a certain way. You can't just kick your leg up and hope that it gets in the right spot, because if you do it that way, then it can be very damaging to your body. So it's very important that you're trained properly, because if not, then it results in injuries.
And so you're thinking that maybe people don't understand enough about it, we don't appreciate
Yeah, I mean, there's different levels of dance. There's more recreational level that if people like, oh, hey, that looks fun. But then you can also take it, there's several tiers above that where you can take it competitive, you can take it professional. It just depends on where you are with it. And a lot of people here and anywhere, I guess, don't see the other side of it. So there's a higher level that if you want to get into a dance program, you want to dance in college, you have to achieve a higher level of dance and, I don't know.
Very competitive.
Yeah, very competitive.
Very competitive, very athletic.
Mm-hmm. And like any, it's an art. So like any artist that's trying to get into the dance business, you go through struggles. It's not just a cakewalk once you're there.
Okay, so I guess what I'm learning, what you girls are teaching me, is that maybe we spend a lot of time talking and appreciating is well deserved. Our efforts, our basketball teams, all of our athletic events.
Mm-hmm.
But we should also be appreciating our dancers.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we do a terrible job of that, especially since we have good dance team programs in our town. So I just.
You want the big crowds, don't you?
Yeah.
Big crowds would be nice.
It's nice. Oh, yeah. Appreciated for the hard work that we put into it and understood. So.
And so bottom line, too, is you were chosen, this team, you girls here and other members of the team, you were chosen out of hundreds, if not thousands of people to be halftime at the Outback Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any athletes at the Outback.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
So you deserve the same respect that they get and support. And so what kind of support do you get from the community, Rachel?
I think a lot of our support comes from alumni, parents of alumni, and current parents that have daughters in the program right now. The school does not financially support the Forte program, so all of our financial support comes from parents and from a lot of fundraising. As the girls are learning this year going on a trip, we've done a lot more fundraising than a normal year. So luckily, we have a pretty supportive community in Pella, and so I think it's helping a lot, but it's more of a struggle than it is for an athletic program at the school.
So you're reaching out now. You're not saying it, so I will say it.
Yeah.
You're reaching out to get some more support from the community to help girls go.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Very cool. And so how do people get a hold of you?
They can make checks payable to the Pella High Forte program and send it right to the high school, and we can get that.
The high school will take care of that.
Yep. And also this weekend they're doing a can drive fundraiser also, so they'll be out collecting cans on Saturday. And Pizza Ranch, they're busing tables on October 17th, so you can come out and help them that way, too.
So lots of ways to help out.
Yeah.
Can Drive, Pizza Ranch.
And the girls are selling candles right now and candy bars, I think, also.
And I think another one of our big supporters are the younger girls. A lot of younger dancers are starting to look up to us, which is great. So we decided that for one of our fundraisers, we were going to do birthday parties. So
two girls from the Forte squad come and put on a birthday party for the girls, and they choreograph a dance to their favorite song, and they get a photo of the team with signatures, and they do a craft. They have a good time.
Okay, so when's the next time we get to see you dance? When can people come out to show their appreciation?
That would be solo competition in Newton, November 3rd. Yeah, five of our team members are going to perform there. Myself, Haley, Alexis, Kayla Wimmer, and Jessica Partridge.
It'll feel good to have a good crowd there.
Yeah, support's always nice.
Our next team opportunity to perform will be at the state championships at Wells Fargo on November 30th.
With all the fundraising we've had to do, it's really helped us come together as a team. So we're looking for this year to be one of the best in Forte history, so it would be really nice for everyone to come out and support us both at the state competition and at solo. And if you can't make it to the state competition, it's televised. The winning routines are televised later in, I think, February. So it would be really great to get the town supporting us and behind us and help us make it to the Outback Bowl.
Thanks to Megan Atkins, Alexis Baker, Leilani Rethmeyer, Holly Reimer, Haley Chapman, and Rachel Lent for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.